everybody on. It really makes me wonder what society is lulled into that they just don't pay attention.
Well, you know, where I come from, it just basically boils down to these guys are perverts. And that's all it is. They're just perverts, and they probably got on panties or something else, every single one of them, and they go for anything. You know, little babies and adult women, whatever. They're perverts. And when you're like that, you get really devious. And it's basically because these guys just want to put their thingy somewhere, and they don't care. That's my whole thing. Everything to me always boils down to sex anyway.
Sex and don't care. Yeah, I know, you don't care.
Ultimately, I'm like, it's just these guys are doing it to get laid. And they couldn't get laid the right way by, you know, going out and courting a girl. So they decided, well, whatever, I'll come up with all kinds of other different ways to do it then.
That's pretty sad if you have to use mind control to get a date,
that's just it, yeah.
Jeez, I mean, if somebody doesn't like it, just kind of, you know, accept it.
I'm not paying for it. And, you know, they're just sick. And it's probably way back when some cave woman turned around, slapped some caveman and said, nope. That's when it started. But, you know, that's my simple way, you know. I think they're all just perverted. Because if they weren't perverted, if they were moral, just a tiny bit of moral, none of them would be doing it.
Well, it's true. And then the funny thing is, you know, a lot of these people, and I hate to say it, but they use religion as a tool to control. And they're actually, a lot of these people who have the technology are using and buying the technology so that they can use it to promote their churches. You know, the Project Bluebeam is a perfect example of that. So when people start seeing visions of Mother Mary and Christ and Ascended Masters, they're going to be seeing the illusion. They're not going to be seeing truth. And it's pretty unsettling on many levels that they would go to this extreme to create this false scenario. A lot of people will believe it's revelations. A lot of people will believe it's the rapture. They won't know because they're not educated. They won't know it's technology. It's man playing God. They'll think it's the real thing. And I'll tell you what, it won't be.
Oh, well, we believe and we see what we want to see.
That's pretty much it.
And you hear it on TV, so it must be true. Tom Brokaw lays it out for you. Well, by God, that's Tom Brokaw said so. Or Bill O'Reilly. Rush Limbaugh. Of course, he's not TV.
He's not TV anymore, no.
But he was TV. Still the number one radio show, and we are the number one.
Least listened to radio show.
At least for now.
We're working on that.
Yeah, Solaris didn't realize that when she signed off for
That's
this.
That's okay. I look forward to those moments, and, you know.
When we were all just scratching our head. Wondering what to do next, huh? It's just amazing the trash that we're fed and we eat up. They caused a crisis. It's a terrorist crisis. We got a solution. Then it's the oil. We're getting a solution. Now it's, you know, the economy. Oh, thank you, guys. Our saviors again. And it seems like we as Americans, I think, are losing faith in all of it. And it's really disappointing to me when I hear somebody say, oh, I lost $100,000 in 3 hours. Just hate that. But, of course, not really. I don't hate that. I'm like, ha-ha. Now you broke like me, bitch.
So you can use the B word.
Yeah. Bitch. You're so broke. Oh, yeah. Enjoy the ramen noodles, ass. Can we say things like that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm enjoying all these rich people or upper middle class people. Knocked down to my level now. Your 401ks or 101ks now. But that's wrong. Look at all these people that had it. They had this, all this wealth that they had accumulated, and they could give their children anything they wanted, and they didn't have to work for it, and they got everything, and I never got anything.
Never got
anyway, nothing. I'm jealous. But anyway, I'm glad you little bastards got to go get a job to pay for your iPods now because mom and dad can't afford it. That's the only good thing. I get to torture the kids now. And they're spoiled kids with this realization. See, I was never spoiled. Anything I wanted, I had to go get.
That's true. I was never spoiled either.
And, but that's not wrong. It's not wrong. If I had kids, I swear I would give them, well, I'd give them a lot of slaps to the back of the head. I'm not lying. But if I, you know, most parents want to give their kids and treat them better than they were treated and all that good stuff. So theoretically, if I would have had kids, they would have been so bad. Brats, I'm telling you. Just horrible. But I got good dogs.
Dogs are good.
Dogs. But see, you can't leave kids at home for like 12 hours sometimes. You know, they're going to poop.
They're going to do something.
Yeah. Dogs, they might poop after 12 hours. I don't know. They might just be a little upset when they get home. But who knows.
But they get over it pretty quick, though.
I mean, what's up with these flies?
I don't know, but they were here before I arrived, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were here when we got here.
Lord of the flies. Those your Moab of the flies, perhaps.
Oh. What's in here? Must have been the fruit.
Perhaps.
I thought I saw some fruit
somewhere. Apples.
Yeah, apples.
That's where they're coming in here.
But they're not actually the apples.
I might have to eat one of those.
That looks pretty decrepit.
All right, so. Where are we at now? Where is the technology? It's tagged, it's bagged, it's ready to unleash its masses, and I guess this is, are we seeing that now?
Pretty much. I mean, people talk about implants and things, but implants can be done through the electromagnetic field where you're not exactly getting an injection. You know, they don't have to physically touch you anymore to get these programs running on your field. And with mine, like I said, it went right through the electromagnetic field, and it's it's permanent as far as I can tell.
Are any of us immune? Like, I like to think that, you know, some kind of beams start heading my way, some, you know, and I get a little cute, I must say, every now and then I get a little freaky thought run through my brain, and I'm like, what? Hey, hello, you get out of there. That'll get me in trouble. Does that anything like that?
You know, the people that I've encountered that have been tagged by these programs are usually targeted in some way for whatever reason. Whether they've come into contact with somebody who's high profile, famous, or something like that. Whether they have a certain gift, psychic, or very high IQ. I would suspect that not everybody's getting tagged right now. I would suspect that people will be. The mass collectors will eventually get pulled into it. If they're not, you know, they can do things through such a subtle system where it's through so many different things that people do daily that they won't even notice it until it's too late. Mine was very obvious, very, very obvious. But I'm pretty clear that they're going to do this on a bigger scale, that this was just a preparation. And they're also doing it for to see how it works.
Right.
You know, see how far they can go with certain individuals, when they're going to transfer out. You know, when people do commit suicide over these projects, they map the vitals and they'll map the brainwaves so that they get this synthetic death.
Oh.
And that's even more sick because, you know, then they'll take that data and then they'll try to download it into somebody else's electromagnetic field where they pick up on it. You know, people are naturally psychic to begin with, so we're all going to pick up on different transmissions and frequencies. What I can tell people is that you're just going to have to kick them out and not give them any credibility whatsoever. And I do that a lot, and I've always done that. I've always been very psychic. So for me, it's not a big deal to move pictures and to, you know, clear negative energy and cut cords with things I see. I've done that all my life. But with this thing, it was very different because I couldn't run away from it, and it was plugged into my field. And it was very clear to me how it operates. But I'm pretty sure, I mean, I think you have to really open your energy up a lot to get plugged into this stuff. I was pretty open. I was protected, but also open in a sense. I have no fear. I mean, I have no fear. So when something comes to me energetically, it doesn't affect me the way it would affect most people. I think
right,
that's maybe
yeah.
Why, you know?
Yeah, if I was walking around in my head, and this thing visit me, I'd probably jump around and do my little karate thing. Why? What the hell?
Well, a lot of people get nervous. You know, it's funny because I was talking earlier, and you know, the first line of the communication was, one of the things they had said to me was, they said that I was the angel. They said they were the angel of death, and I said, oh, that's nice, so am I. You know, I mean, literally, I was getting back in its face, so I was polarizing with the communication immediately. And yet I was still listening, and trying to understand what this was about, you know, trying to process it on a higher level of spirit. But at the same time, I realized it was getting, this is something that's, everything I did that was positive, it was just trying to map to use as a weapon against me. And it was very clear it was used as a tactical weapon. And it's being used as a weapon, not just with my psyche, but with people. And I've done enough research with people and counseling with people who were affected in such a horrific way. I mean, the things that they would be running in information, and sometimes this affects your physical body so that movements and spasms happen, or people will go into seizures. I mean, these things are all created by remote tactical warfare. Can you imagine how many people probably suffer from things that are derived from implants and you know, remote communications?
Probably thousands.
I can tell you. And honestly, the celestial type beings, true extraterrestrials, whatever you want to call them, they don't want to experiment on us. They don't want to control and manipulate us, and they don't need to get in our heads. This is a strictly government-oriented situation.
You know? Right, they could just watch us do it.
You know, they already know. They're that clear in their consciousness that they already know everything. They don't need to take anybody on a tour of their psyche, go into false pasts, false visuals. I mean, they don't need to do any of that. That's a true celestial species. And if it's coming from spirit, it's love-based, always. These things are not love-based. There's no love involved whatsoever.
No, it's perverts.
Yeah, it's pervert, fascist, Nazi mentality, very bad stuff.
Perverts. Perverts.
Well, MK Ultra, you know, they did a lot of abuse on children and sexual abuse, which is unfortunate, but a lot of children were reeled into these projects under those conditions. Right. And like I said, and this is sickening because this is the blue blood government that's been doing it. You know, they're the ones that their society really has a misperception of what they think is, you know, they look up to these people as role models, like, oh, these people in history. And I'm looking at them like, you have no idea. These people have been doing these horrific things. You wouldn't be respecting them like that.
Ben Franklin.
You know?
He was a pervert.
The only thing he ever did was the glass harmonica that I actually really liked, that glass harmonica invention.
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
Well. But, yeah, I mean, you know.
Didn't he give us the Steely Dan? anyway, no, it wasn't Ben Franklin. But I'm sure he had one.
I think that's the best thing that comes out of the United States, actually. The planet is music. Music is universal. And it's unfortunate that they've used music as a weapon, and they're doing that as well, which is very sad because it's such a gift to spirit. I mean, it touches the hearts of everybody, no matter what design. You know, and I've seen that used as a weapon, too. You know?
Well, that's just horrible.
It is horrible.
I like music.
I love music. I always love music. You know,
that'd make me want to kill somebody. Oh. But I'm a pacifist.
I'm not a pacifist, but I'm not a murderer either. But I will stand up, and I will be counted, and I will hold my ground.
Oh, me too.
You know?
That's what I am. My whole name says that.
I'm just...
You look into my name, and it'll tell you. That's kind of funny. I looked into it, and I was like, wow, cool.
Well, that's unfortunate, because most society, I mean, not talking about you, but the society in general, where is their backbone? Where is America's backbone? Have you ever noticed? Where the hell... You know, they'll go outside, they'll protest, they'll do this, they'll light a candle, and then they'll scurry back to their homes. And they won't do anything else. And, you know, they just literally, I find America to be like, they've lost that spirit. That pioneering spirit that founded this country is way gone. People are way lost. So it's...
Well, we're scared to death we'll go to prison.
Exactly. Oh, and that's the big threat, you know.
And we're getting a little...
And they're still trying to do that, of course.
Yeah. Nobody wants to make their little butthole a big butthole.
You know what? You know what was it? Give me liberty or give me death. John Paul
I'm
Jones.
With you on that.
That's the way I am.
I'm, was by John Paul Jones. I have not yet begun to fight. By God. Kicking winter up, kicking winter down. I think that was who said that, wasn't it? That was
sounds
a brilliant
good to me.
John Paul Jones, he was a Navy captain. Well, I guess he wasn't a Navy. It was an in a naval. It was the Revolutionary War. Just had his ass handed to him. His ship's all burning. Smoking, holes in it, guys are dead all over the damn place, and then that British ship pulls up beside of them all casual and's like, hey, so there today, dear Mr. John Paul, surrender? Or are we going to blow you up some more? And he stands up and tells them I have not yet begun to fight, and they throw over the gaffelings and all that stuff and pull the two ships together and kill every one of those bastards. Now, that's a hero, isn't it?
I agree.
Yeah.
God bless the British for being so civilized.
Mother England.
I wonder if he had a glass of tea when he was up there. Hmm. So, yeah, That was how they used to talk in England. Hey there, Johnny boy.
Sorry, there was something about the tea, wasn't it? I'm a coffee person myself.
I like coffee. Yeah. I dig coffee.
I dig coffee, too.
Tea, no thank you.
Pepsi, I like Pepsi.
I like Coca-Cola.
And Coca-Cola. I don't care. Whatever's cheaper. RC, whatever.
Whatever.
I ain't proud. It's all about who's got stars on their belly anyway.
Yeah.
So I hear, and what do you think about this one? I like this. This is another David Icke thing I got from him. Fascinating, I think. But if you could actually get up beside a Dick Cheney or George Bush or the Queen of England, if you get near them and have blood, if they would smell blood, they would actually turn into a lizard. And there's a good chance they might eat you, but people would see them turn into a lizard.
That's part of the Cywar stuff, too. I'm sure. Some of the stuff they're plugged into in the communication systems will affect people psychologically in their radius. They're listening all the time. You know, this type of voice-to-skull communications is part of a Secret Service design as well. You know, they don't need the headsets they wear, you know, when you see in movies where they have this cutesy little set.
Right.
They don't need all that. They actually have voice-to-skull communication. Bush has it. All of the leaders across the globe have a voice-to-skull communication system.
Nice.
You know, that's the bottom. You'll never hear about it.
Now, it's not like this.
I don't work for them, so I can, you know.
Well, yeah. So, you didn't sign an agreement.
I didn't, as far as I know, you know. And I wouldn't work for them. I'm sorry, I don't believe in torturing, so that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, that whole torturing, that's just not right. I would.
I don't believe in psychological torture. In America I grew up in,
that's just not fair.
It's not.
Your torture is once you get convicted and you go to prison and you meet your new boyfriend or husband or wife. That's your torture. You know, then that's how it ought to be. You know, everybody comes out in prison, I guess. But anyway, and we are still wanting to pay for two straight guys to go to California and get married.
Yeah, we're willing to pay for that.
Yeah, we'll pay for their marriage license anyway.
That's pretty cool.
But we want them to prove that they're straight.
They're straight.
And then go and get married.
Because we were, you know, they made that where it was legal for gay people, and that's what they were saying. Yeah. You know, it's a gay marriage. I'm like, well, you got to be gay, or can you just two straight guys get married?
Didn't George Takei just get married out there?
Yeah, but George is gay.
Sulu, man.
Sulu is so gay.
I never knew. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you never really come across as the princess type on
Only
Star
that
Trek.
One episode with the alternate universe where he was, you know, flipping that cape around. It was a little bit of a giveaway. You know?
A little draggish.
Yeah, a little drag to me, yeah.
He has my birthday, by the way. I find that's
Well, we're going to have to say goodbye for a few minutes. What do you think? That was about ready to go.
Are we close?
We're 117. But we can jimmy back and forth. There's a few minutes before we started in there.
Should be.
All right. Anyway, we might have to wrap this up to get this on the, you know, technology.
Okay.
We got to use technology, you know, against this technology. And who is out there? Who is those secret organization that's fighting against these bad guys?
The ones that are fighting the good fight?
Yeah, they got to be out there. But I know that they got to be really secret. If this other one is secret, but they should let it out because everybody's in on it, this other one has to be even more secret because, you know, we know how these other people operate. They will 86 you in a heartbeat.
Right. Well, there's a bigger eye in the sky, but, you know, most of the intervention you'll see will be coming from an off-world technology and species that's connected to ours, but that's the future, which is basically pulling the plug on the people who have been misusing technology, stealing technology for a very long time. You know, that basically Big Brother's busted now, and that's it. So
we just got to ride it out a little bit longer.
It's all changing.
Well, I know that there was a lady who said on the 14th that there was going to be a UFO spaceship reveal itself above a major city. It didn't happen.
I don't put emphasis on all that stuff. Actually, people email me and ask me questions about it. I'm like, huh? You know, I'm very psychic and I'm very, you know, very, what would you call a multidimensional channel, but I'm not like in foo-foo land and I'm very grounded. I'm very clear that we have connections to other species off-world, and I'm very clear that we are all part of that, that we're not separate, you know, our race is not separate from what that's out in the universe, and that the interventions that they talk about, you know, it's not going to be this big ship that shows up to save the day. It's going to be more integrated into our own design and more of a global thing that changes with the Earth that will put people and force people in a situation where they have to move into or move on to the next level of their, of their path.
I was kind of hoping somebody just show up and start shooting
you see that?
Asses in the head. Bam!
It'll be Cywar. I guarantee if anybody starts seeing that stuff through the skies, it's going to be man-made military ops. It's going to be them playing the biggest light show to the masses ever. Guaranteed. But people will believe it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'll be just watching like, oh, brother, here they are.
Here it is.
Yeah, nice.
Some of us are tuned in and turned on. Some of us aren't. Some of us, you see what you want to see, and you don't want to see this kind of thing, so you don't. You go through life with tunnel vision and believing the same thing over and over and over, just getting a hamburger of life. That's all you need. Oh, well. Were you one of those people that lost $100,000 in 3 hours? Do you believe me now?
The truth is definitely out there.
The truth is out there. The truth is right here in this room. Maybe not so much with me all the time. I have to throw an occasional lie to save my ass, but that's okay. It's all right. I'll work that out at the end times. Hoping I got enough brownie points. Got to get those old women across the street safely. You know, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to buy Girl Scout cookies.
That's true.
So, it'll all work out in the end. I believe good definitely will overpower evil. And I don't believe that, you know, even when we get to our enlightening, there's got to be another evil bastard out there somewhere that's not happy and want to take over. And it's just something we're always going to have to deal with. There's just assholes everywhere. I mean, really. Am I lying?
No, you're not.
I mean, I see them all the time.
It's sad but true.
It's just horrible.
There's always somebody to challenge, you know.
Somebody out there better than you. I'm bigger than you. They just can't say it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, the law of grace seems to be omitted somewhere.
You know, your mama dressed you funny. There's just people... You gotta know. You know better. I think all of you out there know better. I believe it's in us. And I believe when you act a certain way that you're just lying to yourself. You're lying to me. You're lying to everybody around you. Because you know better. I know better when I'm telling a lie. I know better when I'm doing bad things. So I know all of you out there know better. And that's okay. Because we're all no better than each other. I guess at this point, except I like to think I'm better than the bad guys, but I guess realistically, I'm not. And it's a pain. We're just brothers in this stupid thing until we figure it out. And, you know, I guess we got to pay our dues and go through all the hard times until we get to the good times. And really, after being through the hard times, I don't think there's ever going to be like the actual end. There's always going to be some dude. Some freak somewhere. I want to be in charge of all that. Yep. Somebody gets pissed off. I mean, you know, Lucifer got pissed off at God. You know. There's other examples I can't go into right now. But you can Google it.
Yeah, you can Google it and get some information.
And you got these guys with technology just bored out of their skull and being perverted. You know. It's you people. I would tell them, quit that, put it back in your pants, and go to church. Damn it. Good gosh. You gotta learn your morals somewhere, I guess. There's a good start. The Ten Commandments aren't that bad.
Nine, eight, seven.
Something like that. I mean, you know, where I come from, it wasn't all about God or whatever, but it was just keep your hands to yourself and don't touch it if it don't belong to you. Okay? And then, that's it. And ask for permission.
Yep. That's all we had.
Say God bless you. Or whatever. I like to say that. Sometimes just to piss people off.
Yeah, today sucks, but hey, Jesus loves you.
That's right. Jesus loves you, baby. Go holla. Buddha. Rock on. They're all on the same team, right? The superheroes.
Yeah. The God Squad.
Oh, well. Turn the other cheek, baby. I never could do that. I'm not to turn around.
That's not my style.
I'll kick you in the nuts.
It's lock and load with me.
Or imagine you got nuts and kick you there. I like to kick Sarah Palin in her nuts.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
I think that girl might have bigger ones than me. Isn't that
she's
crazy?
She's got anything. I think she's
you think she's packing down there?
I think she's a Stepford woman.
She don't have a vagina.
I don't think she's got anything. Mannequin, but I don't know.
She got a pullet.
She's a creepy unit, and doesn't deserve to be in the White House.
Oh, if you vote for that person, I swear you're going to go to hell.
You know, her superficial behavior is so obvious. That's what amazes me that people are falling for her. I just can't believe it. What's wrong with everybody? You know, I can see right through her when she's...
We got our idiot goggles on.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. That guy who's been tortured for all... He should know better. And yet, there you go. You
know. McCain.
Yeah.
Manchurian candidate.
Oh, he is.
They're not even born in America. Yes. And I don't believe Barack Obama was either.
They're not fit to be president.
They're not even legally allowed to be president.
Well, look at Arnold. Well, what's up with that, man? We have a governor from Austria. Well, because he's an actor, but not because he's qualified. And that's the difference.
That's all.
That's not right.
If he promises to wear a gun.
Unfortunately, people need to wake up.
And a leather jacket, I'd vote for Arnold. That's what I'm looking for as a president. Just a rapper M60 and some rants around him. And say, come on, anybody who wants a piece of me now. Otherwise, get your ass back to work.
I think I should run for president. I really do. If she's going for vice president,
we'll run.
It, man.
You
I'll
can run.
How
also.
About you guys run and I'll run too?
It will be in the same party.
Right.
We'll be the
I
triple
think it's only
president. We'll kind of party out on the front line.
That's right.
You can do that, you know. Because I always swear, I say women work harder than men. I'm one of those guys. I'm like, because they have to. They have to work like twice
as
hard.
That's true. That is true.
And most of us never notice that. But I notice that.
Mm-hmm.
But. Oh, excuse me. You're not allowed to cough on the radio.
That's, oh, Lordy Jesus Christ, help me.
Oh, my God. But yeah, women work twice as hard, and they don't get any of the recognition. And even when they get the recognition, it's just, you know, like giving them a cookie or a rose or pat on the ass or something like that. Hey, good job. Way to go. All right.
You know what's the worst part is when they call you kiddo. That's infuriating.
Kiddo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been around some people like that.
See, and I, you know. The king of the jungle, I always think it was the queen of the jungle. I learned a long time ago. I was like, you know, because it was that guy, the lion never killed anything. He might killed the male before.
Oh, yeah. The female hunts. The male lion does nothing. Yeah.
That does nothing. He sits around and licks on himself all day. Pervert. Another pervert.
Yep.
And then don't get me wrong, I don't think there are too many women that can stand in front of me and not be able to kick their ass.
Except for me, right?
I got trophies!
I don't care, so do I. Yeah.
We're gonna go wrestle in the parking lot.
That's right. I've been challenged before. Plus, I have a sword. Not with me, though.
Oh.
I didn't bring my saber. Shoot.
But the last weapon of choice, I swear to goodness, when I needed something to defend myself, I picked up a almost empty bottle of aspirin. That was my weapon of choice. That was what I was going to go tackle my problem with.
That works?
I was like, well, won't they be surprised? It turned out it was nothing. I was okay. But I thought it was pretty sad that the only thing I had sitting around...
to grab for the nearest weapon. Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't
want to
break
anything. Well, in here, what would you find? Is that nailed down? So I guess you'd have to go for that. That's not a weapon.
Cup. I go for the apple. Or the glass cup over there.
You know what works really good when I was a kid? Socks filled with flour.
Oh, yeah. We like
those are lethal.
Socks filled with Pepsi cans.
Pepsi cans.
Those are... Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're pretty brutal.
I never let anything like that happen around me. I think I saw it in a movie once.
Yeah, I've seen it in some prison movies. Just beat people.
Mm. Brass knuckles, I've seen those. No, I'm not into anything like that.
That's good.
I'm on the Bruce Lee level.
I like Bruce Lee.
The art of fighting without fighting.
True.
But like I said, you know, when it comes to, like, just don't scare me. And you'd probably be okay. You could probably take me when I'm laughing, of course, but if I'm frightened to death, okay. I don't even know what happens. Glasses come off.
Come it's like Waterboy, isn't it?
Slobber everywhere.
Come into what would Chuck Norris do?
I've been known to, like, just what jump on somebody's face and bite.
Oh, that's
like,
scary.
Like something out of the Alien. Like, oh, but you didn't get trained this way. That's just nasty. I like to run first, you know. So if you, but if you chase me down, you're going to have issues. I might beat you with a trophy.
You have to run at least 35 miles per hour.
Well, then all I'll need is a towel, because I can't run that fast. Well, just about, with a towel, I can defend just about anything but a gunfire, I think, and a sharp knife.
Well, a towel could take down, yeah, take out a knife.
Yeah, if, as long as it's not too sharp.
Well, I'd be able to. You'd be able to.
That's all I need, just towel. And that's a hitchhiker's thing, too.
What hitchhiker?
Towel.
Oh, gosh.
Hitchhiker's guy.
Oh.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should we play some music? Anybody dare me to play music?
I dare you to play music.
How about some Eminem?
Some Eminem.
But you won't be able to hear it, listener. What, the X-Files just cool?
Very cool.
Can you hear anything over there? Did you get any on you?
Who knew?
That's a 23-minute song right there.
Yeah, some dazed and confused.
It's a creaking door, huh?
All right, that's it then. I guess you can wrap it up, and we'll wrap it up. You got an email for anybody?
StarEcho7 at yahoo.com or MedusaStorm001 at gmail.com.
And you can always go to the KZMU website and get a hold of me, and I can get those to you also.
Yeah. And my book is available on Amazon.com.
Oh, yes. You should go check that out. Read it. I was earlier... trying to describe it, and I used the word 3D.
Oh, that's yeah, okay.
Like, it's a little bit more complicated than your
average. Put your special glasses on and get your dictionary. And
yeah, this is a complicated area. It's not. I'm just like, will you all go check it out? And you can get a. I don't know. Did you know you can get to see the whole book online?
Actually, is it available online for... I don't...
You can review the whole book, all 187 pages.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't realize I could do that.
Yep, at Amazon.
Is that on Amazon? Oh, nice.
I think that's where it was, because I did, I went around.
Oh, really? Excellent. And, well, that's good to know.
So...
I know you could preview a few pages, but I wasn't sure you could do the whole thing or not.
The whole thing.
Nice. Very cool.
I went through the whole thing. It's like, wow. It's all on here! I'm going to print it out! Get it for free. But I don't think that's how it works.
No, it's fine.
I kid.
Do what you can. I do the same thing. All right.
And like I said, and it's going to be available with the at the station also.
Cool. Yes.
I don't know how that's worked out. I haven't talked to him.
Okay.
But I know it just tickled the guy next door to death.
Yeah.
That was after he cussed me out for cussing.
I guess you won't have a book burning party or anything like that, so
No, we're not going to be burning any of Solaris Blue Raven.
That's
like
good.
I said, go there, get a hold of me. You can do it at the station's website and Solaris Blue Raven and DJ Freeze. Yeah. All of us are there.
Yeah, you can find us all on that site.
And this will be broadcast tomorrow, or it'll be on there also. Okay.
Thank you, Moab. And special DJs.
I need a drink. All right, you all stick around. We got more better music. And if you get a hankering to call up here in the next few minutes with a question, you can do that at
259-5968.
You're listening to Circle Drive on KZMU Moab Community Radio. And we go from one end of town all the way to the other. All the way around the world.
And back again.